Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting second. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting third. The center fielder, Merle Hoag. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Guy Curtright. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Cuccinello. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Joe Hoover. Batting second. The second baseman, Eddie Mayo. Batting third. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Rudy York. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Metro. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Richards. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Hoover settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer takes first base on ball four. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York takes first base on ball four. Kramer moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright takes first base on ball four. Trosky moves to second. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Newhouser fields it and throws to third for the out. Curtright moves to second. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cuccinello for the out. Curtright moves to third. Dickshot moves to second. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh takes first base on ball four. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards takes first base on ball four. Ross moves to second. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0 for 1 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoover scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoag hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer throws the ball into Mayo, who tags Hoag trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoover hits a fly ball into right field. Dick Schott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Cuccinello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trotsky hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Guy Kurtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kurtwright is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kurtwright hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dickshot for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. York hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1 to nothing, Tigers. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a fly ball into right field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 1 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Tresh juggles the ball. That's an error on Tresh. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metro moves to second. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Richards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0-for-1 in the game. Cuccinello hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 0-for-1 in the game. Newhouser hits a fly ball into left field. Kurt Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoover strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-2 in the game. Schalk hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Schalk moves to second. One out. Merle Hoge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoge is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoge takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schalk scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats York for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-2 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hoge. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0-for-2 in the game. Metro hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Curtright hits a fly ball into left field. Metro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins juggles the ball. That's an error on Higgins. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 0 for 2 in the game. Cuccinello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to third. Cuccinello moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dickshott scores. Cuccinello moves to third. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. Dietrich bunts towards first. York scoops it up and throws to first, with Mayo covering, for the out. Cuccinello scores. Tresh moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schalk takes first base on ball 4. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 2 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Webb for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ross hits a fly ball into left field. Curtright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Richards hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Hostetler pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Chuck Hostetler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hostetler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cuccinello fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Roof Gentry now pitching. Merle Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hoag hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-1, White Sox. Guy Curtright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtright is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Curtright takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 3 in the game. Dickshott strikes out. One out. Tony Cuccinello is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuccinello is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cuccinello strikes out. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a pop-up towards first. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Wally Moses now playing right field. Joe Hoover is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoover is 0 for 3 in the game. Hoover hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Mayo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayo is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayo hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayo for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schalk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mayo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 3 in the game. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mayo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. York hits a fly ball into center field. Hoag settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Metro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metro is 0 for 3 in the game. Metro hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.